The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week, anytime. Nominate your great kid that you know about and you want us to know about. You can do it at WGNRadio.com. Whether it's a kid you know and love, a kid you've heard about, a kid you think we missed in the news. Again, it's WGNRadio.com. Easy to find. Just search Kid of the Week, and all the steps are right there. Are you ready to meet this week's Kid of the Week? Well, let's do it right now, then. Ellie's on the phone. Let's see here. Ellie! Ellie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Ellie Diastici.
Diastici, yeah.
So close.
The apostrophe gets you every time. Mm.
Where do you go to school, Ellie?
I go to Homewood Lossmore High School.
What year are you going to be this fall?
Sophomore year.
Sophomore year. All right. You sound to me, based on some of the notes I've read about you, is that you're a fledgling documentarian. You love to make movies.
Yeah, I do. I really enjoy it. I've been doing it for a really long time, and it's a lot of fun.
All right. So let's back the train up here. The day after... Trump takes the presidency. You were a part of the Women's March?
Yeah, the one in D.C. My family and I traveled from Chicago, and we drove down the road, and we decided to go to the D.C. March.
And what did you think of being a part of that as a female?
It was honestly an amazing experience. I didn't expect that many people, and it was an amazing story to tell, and I was just so glad I was able to show it through the documentary because my experience was so inspiring, so I was hoping that I could inspire others, through the movie, I think. So it was a lot of fun.
March Through Generations, right? That's the title?
Yeah.
And we're going to put a link up for this on social media at Cochran Show on Twitter and Steve Cochran Show on Facebook and all over the place.
Ellie, you went to Washington with your mother, aunt, cousins, your grandmother, and you brought your camera with. Was the goal all along to create a documentary, or was it really just to capture the memory of the march?
Honestly, at first, it was just to capture the memories. I was going to maybe put it into a slideshow for my family. And then I met this woman, Ann Colton, and she mentored me because she's also this professional filmmaker. And she mentored me and helped me throughout the way. And it turned into this amazing documentary that I was able to show people. It wasn't supposed to turn out that way, but I'm glad it did.
And at the age of 15, what do you want for your future as a woman?
I hope that things do get better and that women's rights are improved and that hopefully the Women's March has made a difference so that, by the time I have a daughter, things have really changed. So I'm hoping that helping spread the word through my documentary will help even a little bit.
Ellie, it's tremendous to be able to put together any sort of film, but to put a documentary together is even harder. Talk about what you know about documentaries and what you learned through the process of making this one.
Okay, so when I first started out, I didn't really know much, but again, Ann Colton helped me throughout the way. I started to interview my family, and then we came up with this idea, why don't we... FaceTime the founder of the march. So I decided to interview her, and the interviews kind of came together to tell this story. And then I added shots of the march. I, got music, and it just all kind of came together. And I learned how to edit and how to tell a story through interviews. And I learned how to interview people. And it's just kind of learn as I go, but I have learned so much that I'm going to be able to use it, in my future.
Ellie, let's put this in sports terms. Are you thinking about jumping straight to professional and not going to college?
Hey, whoa. Don't get any ideas.
This is some supreme skill here, Steve. Maybe Ellie doesn't need any more education when she's done with high school.
Just because you're in a room full of dropouts doesn't mean Ellie shouldn't go to college.
I was told that Carmen would not speak today.
Yeah, until he was spoken to. What are your plans, Ellie? Do you know at this point? You still got a little high school yet.
I do want to go into some sort of film or broadcasting career. I'm considering going to radio, too, but something in that kind of region, I really hope, maybe I can go to school for and then make a career out of it.
documentarians, it's a very hot field. It's something that you can get things shown at festivals where you might not normally get your regular movie shown, and you can get a lot of attention for it, especially at a time now where there's so much news. So I would encourage you at least to keep one foot in that camp.
Yeah, I've submitted the film in a couple different festivals, and I'm still waiting for the results to come back. But I've just, you know, started to expose it to different things and different festivals, you know, for the experience. Because, you know, why not?
Exactly. And at the age of 15, to have the inspiration to go ahead and do this and the courage to have people judge what you're doing, it's a big deal. You ought to be proud of yourself for that.
Thank you. Yeah, I am. I'm really glad it turned out the way it did, and that so many people have like enjoyed it and have been inspired by it.
Ellie, does we've talked a lot. We just assumed that you're interested in documentaries, but when it comes to film, there's a lot of different ways to go, a lot of different genres. Are you thinking about more film and possibly doing things outside of documentaries?
Yeah, I am. I mean, growing up, I always did films with scripts and characters and kind of going that route. And this is like my first documentary. I really enjoyed making it, so I might, you know, try to keep making more, but also expose myself to other like genres and different ways of, you know, making movies and kind of that field, you know, because I, you know, I have time and I want to, you know, get exposed and really get to know what I like to make. So yeah, I'm kind of open to making anything.
What stories do you gravitate towards?
I always seem to find stories, or they seem to find me, and I kind of just stumble upon inspiration and ideas. I mean, I'll be like talking with my dad, and we'll come up with a great like fictional story to tell, or you know, I'll have this footage and I'll turn it into a documentary, and it just kind of finds its way and helps, you know, me find the way I want to make a movie. You know, the story just kind of finds me.
The Mark Carman story could be a future effort of yours. Story of a young broadcaster struggling to make it in the business today.
I was making grilled cheeses at 15, Ellie. You were slightly ahead of the curve as far as I was concerned.
Well, there's something to be said for that, Ellie. I hope your friends get that what you're doing is cool and, you know, more perspective from... What is your generation called? You're not millennials anymore. What are you?
I'm not sure, actually.
Justin, what do we call this generation?
Talented.
Talented. We'll go with talented. Talented works. Are you a baseball player? Are you a baseball fan?
I mean, a little bit.
You got a brother or sister who might be?
No, my siblings are not very good at land sports, but they're more swimmers.
They're swimmers. All right. Well, the reason I ask is we've got a Chicago White Sox baseball summer camp, but we're going to give this away, courtesy of you, to whatever caller you choose. What caller would you like us to take? What number caller?
Okay. Is there a ninth caller?
We'll do a ninth caller. We'll do a ninth caller at 312-981-7200. You can thank Ellie for getting your scholarship to a Chicago White Sox baseball summer camp where boys and girls 5 to 12 learn the fundamentals of baseball. Kids of all skill levels and experience are welcome. Find a baseball summer camp near you and register at BullsSoxAcademy.com. You, young lady, why don't we give you some pizza? You like pizza? You must like pizza.
I love pizza.
Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. One of the 40 Lou's locations is near you. Order online at loumalnati's.com. And we'll give you an Apt gift card as well from our friends at Apt, A-B-T, aptelectronics.com. Keep up your fine work, and when you win your first Oscar, do your first interview here.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, Ellie. Nice person, huh, Ellie?
Oh, my God.
She's so much more likable than you, Carlos. Yeah.
Well, when I was younger, I was doing... You're 15.
Yeah.
My favorite thing that she said in that interview, she kept saying, well, you know, I've been doing this for a while. Right.
Very long time.
Very long time. This is not my
very
first
long
rodeo.
Time.
Look,
she sounds like she's 30.
Yeah, right?
She's been doing it. Well, she's been doing it since she's 13. I mean, you know, that's
2 years, yeah.
It's a long time. Well, 2 years to you and me. When you're 15, yeah. 2 years is, what, one-seventh of your life.
That's true.
Right.